Hey, this is H1, and we're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. Today, we are going to be going over the Speed Chess Championship that just happened. It just ended today, but this episode will be coming out on the 19th, which is pretty much the day that you're listening to this. So just sit back and relax as I describe how good of a chess player Hikaru Nakamura is and how well he did in this tournament and what he had to face. And I will be describing the format and the prize fund so that you can get a gist of top level playing tournaments. Let's move on to the next segment.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, let's get started. This event was the Speed Chess Championship of 2022, and the world's best players was battling it out for the prize fund of $100,000 and to become the Speed Chess Champion of 2022. Now, in this tournament, they had the four-time champion Hikaru Nakamura and then the reigning world champion Magnus Carlsen headlining this event, because most people already expected that they would be the last two who would be facing off. Now, this event had 16 elite chess players. And this is what happened. They had Hikaru Nakamura, Magnus Carlsen, Jan Nepo, Ding Liren, Fabiano Caruana, Wesley So, Maxime Bachier-Lagrave. There's a name that I cannot, I don't know how to pronounce that. Noderbeck? We're just going to say that. Levon Aronia, Nahel Sarin, Anish Giri, Dimitri Adraken, Gukesh D, Erjan and David and Alexander Grishuk. All right, cool. In this format, there were 16 players. It was a single elimination bracket. So once a player lost their round, then yeah, it was pretty much over. Now the bracket consists of 14 invited players, including the junior speed chess champion and the bullet chess champion, plus two qualified players. Every match has three segments, 90 minutes of 5 minute, 1 second increment, blitz games, and then 60 minutes of 3 minute plus one second increment blitz games, and then 30 minutes of 1 minute, 1 second increment of bullet chess. Players get 1 point for each win and a half a point for each draw and 0 points for each loss. The player with the most points at the end of the match wins the game. And these matches went on for, how long were these live streams? Like 3 hours long. So these players had to sit in front of a computer playing all these different types of speed chess for 3 hours. Crazy enough. But anyway, if the match ends in a tie after the last game of the 1 minute, 1 second segment, then players contest the following tie breaks: a 4-game, 1 minute plus 1 second bullet mini match, or if the tie persists, a single bidding Armageddon game determines the winner. And we don't even have to go into that right now. But anyway, okay, let's move on to the next thing. I already talked about the players, the format. Let me talk about the, where is the prize fund at? Dang, I just lost the prize. Okay, the prize fund. The main event has a $100,000 prize fund. After each match, a fixed amount of the prize goes to the winner, with the other part going to both players based on their win percentage. So the placement finals, $20,000. Winner gets $10,000. And then by win percentage, semifinals, $12,000. Quarterfinals, $6,000. Round of 16, $4,000. So, and then let me just say this too. The past winners, 2017, Magnus Carlsen, 2018, Hikaru Nakamura, 2019, Hikaru, 2020, Hikaru, and 2021 was Hikaru. So, basically, Hikaru Nakamura is the fifth time speed chess champion right now. And let's just go over this article of pretty much his experience winning this. GM Hikaru Nakamura won his fifth 2022 Speed Chess Championship, defeating GM Magnus Carlsen in an immensely close final on Sunday. Nakamura dominated the 5-minute, 1-second segment, capitalizing on his own winning chances while disrupting Carlsen's finishing undefeated. From there, the match became a fascinating battle between Carlsen's amazing resilience and Nakamura's speed chess abilities and perceptive match strategy. It was interesting. I watched it live and I was looking at like how badly Magnus Carlsen lost in the 5-minute segment. If he didn't lose that badly, then it would have definitely been close. Actually, Magnus Carlsen would have won because he started coming back in the 1-minute segment and Hikaru Nakamura pretty much put him back in his place in like the second to last game. And yeah, he just won very easily. And plus in this tournament, just to let y'all know, Magnus Carlsen beat Fabiano Caruana undefeated. So in all the games, it was 18-4. And he didn't even lose a game. Crazy enough. He was like 16-point lead against Fabiano Caruana without losing a game at all. And the only reason why Fabiano Caruana had 4 points is because he drew 4 times. That's what Hikaru Nakamura was going against. Magnus Carlsen beat in the fifth. He was like in fifth place, the fifth best chess player in the world, went undefeated. Crazy. So entering this duel, Carlsen held the lead in their overall blitz and bullet scores. He was also the victor of both their previous SCC matches in the 2016 and 2017 finals. However, Nakamura won most recently, knocking Carlsen out of the Fischer Random World Championship this October. Thus, Carlsen was likely out for vengeance. In addition, in all of 2022 up to this match, Nakamura had gone undefeated against Carlsen. Yeah, it was an amazing battle, and I'm glad that Hikaru Nakamura got this. Finally, after 5 years, he got the vengeance that he needed. And Carlsen's quote here, frankly, I felt that he played fantastic chess. Yeah, he did, especially during the 5-minute chess. Y'all should have saw it. It was crazy. And plus, too, if you did see it, put it in the... there's like a questioning box where you can message me on Spotify or maybe Apple Podcasts. And yeah, just tell me your thoughts about this stream Sunday if you have seen it. So there's some more stuff in this article. And in game 8, as Carlsen strived to increase his advantage on the queen side, Nakamura craftily set up counterplay on the king side after a blunder by the world champion. The reigning speed chess champion swiftly played a checkmating combination, and a lot of those happened. It was going back and forth, especially on the engine valve where you could see who was winning. And yeah, sure enough, Nakamura in most of the positions won very easily and found his opponent's inaccuracies more than Magnus Carlsen did. Magnus Carlsen missed a lot of moves based on the games, but that's what happens when you have humans playing chess. Carlsen shared his own thoughts on game 8 and Nakamura's clock running strategy overall, and he said props to him for recognizing that is absolutely fair game. People be ragging on Carlsen, but he's a fair player, I would say. And then after losing the first game, Carlsen fought back to win game after game. Oh, wait a minute. This was the one bullet segment. And then Carlsen fought back to win game after game, shrinking the gap between him and his longtime rival. Every game, however, Nakamura looked for ways to chip extra seconds off the match clock, bringing him closer to victory. And that's what had to happen in the bullet, because Magnus Carlsen was coming back in the bullet segment. The 30-minute segment is crazy. And it took Hikaru Nakamura just like stalling out the time so that Magnus Carlsen didn't catch up. And then, so let's go back to this last part. Nakamura won 15,178 along with bragging rights until their next clash, while Carlson took home $4,821 as the runner-up. So, yeah, this was an amazing tournament. I enjoyed it, especially this year with these two facing off. Congrats to Hikaru Nakamura. I'm glad I can commentate on this tournament here. And hopefully next time I can actually live stream this where people can actually, we can just all talk about it at the same time while this tournament is going on. And I do have a free Discord for that. If you want to find out, just message me directly on Instagram. But anyway, this was cool. I just wanted to go over this and make sure everybody is hyped for the next time this happens.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, that was it. That was the conclusion of the article. I wanted to go over this because I know everybody sees Hikaru Nakamura streams. He's like one of the top streamers of chess content on Twitch. And he has like one of the top subscriber counts on chess content on YouTube. So I did want to go over this tournament just to show that he still has it, even though he's not really competing competitively as much as he used to in the past. So, hey, stay notified. Make sure that you follow so that you know when I'm posting. And I will be posting very consistently this week. Okay, peace. See you later. And you're at the right spot.